The One Ring is obviously powerful and has something like a will of its own, but is it sentient? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in full, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. The One Ring is a curious thing when you think about it. Far from being a literary MacGuffin, an object that is plot important, driving the action forward, but not that important in and of itself, it is very important. The whole future of the world depends on who is in possession of it. And crucially, it seems to not just be an object to be passed around, it seems to be able to influence events itself, as if it were not just an object, but a character in this story, in and of its own right. So, how far should we take that? How far can it influence events? Can it think for itself? Is it self-aware? Well, let's start with how Gandalf describes the Ring's journey at the Council of Elrond. "A ring of power looks after itself, Frodo. It may slip off treacherously, but its keeper never abandons it. It was not Gollum, Frodo, but the ring itself that decided things. The ring left him. The ring was trying to get back to its master. It had slipped from Isildur's hand and betrayed him. Then, when a chance came, it caught poor Deagle, and he was murdered. And after that, Gollum, and it had devoured him. It could make no further use of him. He was too small and mean, and as long as it stayed with him, he would never leave his deep pool again. So now, when its master was awake once more and sending out his dark thought from Mirkwood, it abandoned Gollum." So Gandalf says variously that the ring betrayed Isildur, it caught Deagle, and it abandoned Gollum. Looked at this way, it isn't a matter of the One Ring just being a ring that people lost or found or passed on. It was actively trying to change owners. How? Well, among its many powers, the One Ring was able to change in size, something Bilbo noticed, as Gandalf again explains to Frodo. He was always worrying about it, but he did not suspect that the ring itself was to blame. Though he had found out that the thing needed looking after. It did not seem always of the same size or weight. It shrank or expanded in an odd way, and might suddenly slip off a finger where it had been tight. "Yes, he warned me of that in his last letter," said Frodo, "so I have always kept it on a chain." Having made its way out of the caves under the Misty Mountains by abandoning Gollum, then it seems to have repeatedly tried to escape Bilbo by slipping off his finger, because it was trying to get back to its master. So it has a will of its own to get back to Sauron, and it also seems to have an awareness of its surroundings, or at least enough to decide that it could make no further use of Gollum. And the implication is that it slipped away from Isildur when it did, because he was taking it to Elrond at the time, and we know what Elrond would want to do with the ring. And it had an ability to expand and contract in order to make its move from one owner to the next. Does that make it sentient? Well, by a strict dictionary definition, being capable of sensing or feeling, it does seem like it. The ring seems to make a judgment call on whether to stay with someone based on whether they will help it meet its own objective, to get back to Sauron. Indeed, in Unfinished Tales, you can even see the feeling of malice towards others being attributed to the ring. So, how is it possible that the ring can be like it is? Well, as we know, it isn't just a magic ring. As it says in the Silmarillion, Sauron poured much of his strength and will into it. It is, at a very basic level, part of him. Sauron couldn't create something containing power ex nihilo, out of nothing, so he put a large chunk of his own power into it. Enough that, without it in his possession, it took him 3,000 years to recover to even where he was at the end of the Third Age. So when we are thinking about the One Ring, we're really thinking about a large chunk of Sauron's power held in that forged gold. At which point, we should probably just provide a bit of balance here. Yes, the One Ring is Sauron's power and strength in a ring, but to think of it as more, as a character capable of independent thought, is probably a step too far. In practice, the One Ring seems to have its motivation and its tactics and sticks to them. It doesn't go on a character arc, learn lessons, and so on. It stays with the same motive for the whole story, to get back to Sauron. And the same basic plan, expand in size to drop off the finger of anyone who doesn't help with that. Put another way, Frodo managed to defeat the ring's only cunning plan by simply putting it on a chain around his neck rather than in his pocket, and seldom on his finger. It wasn't hard to outsmart the ring. So given all that, is the One Ring a character in this story? Is it sentient? I want to suggest that perhaps even engaging in these semantics isn't really the point here. Tolkien loved discussing semantics as much as the next person. Well, probably much more than the next person. Semantics was his thing. But even he tended to sidestep the details of the ring when pressed. As he said in a letter to Rona Beer, a fellow scholar, "You cannot press the One Ring too hard, for it is, of course, a mythical feature, even though the world of the tales is conceived in more or less historical terms. The Ring of Sauron is only one of the various mythical treatments of the placing of one's life or power in some external object, which is thus exposed to capture or destruction with disastrous results to oneself." Feel free to follow that mythological rabbit hole, but the main point here is that Tolkien viewed the One Ring as part of a tradition or mythological archetype where a character places their life or power into an object, and he liked that there was therefore a mystical rather than a practical explanation for this. The One Ring contained a large portion of Sauron's power and malice. In my conceptualization, it's sort of held in stasis and so unable to reflect or change and grow as Sauron himself was, at least theoretically. It could just relentlessly pursue what it wanted within the confines of its physical and magical limitations. The One Ring should feel like a character in the story, but not an independent actor with free and original thought. It should feel like what it was, Frodo and Sam carrying Sauron's power and strength and malice to its doom. They weren't on a solo mission to destroy an inanimate object. They were there always with Sauron's power and malice trying to corrupt them and escape, finding its way back to its master. If you'd like more videos like this, diving deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. The best way to do that is through Patreon. There's a link to that on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.